proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm Aaron Broughton, your host for today, and I want to thank you for tuning in. Now, during this Christmas season, we fondly remember the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Nativity scenes and Christmas programs are found in almost every community. In a sense, we enjoy the innocent impression of the Christmas story through the shepherds, angels, and the wise men as they surround the baby Jesus in the manger. In reality, the biblical account of Christ's birth was set in a world void of peace and goodwill toward men. Ever since God promised a coming Redeemer, according to Genesis 3:15, Jewish women throughout history have prayed that they would be privileged to give birth to the Messiah. The prophet Isaiah foretold that God would use a virgin to bring forth a son called Emmanuel, according to Isaiah 7:14. For 700 years, the Jewish people waited for this answer. By this time, many people had lost hope. The Romans dominated Israel with an iron fist and sought to squelch any would-be king. Also, the Jewish people were divided at this time by different factions, such as the Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians, as well as many others. Practically, the line of Judah, through which the Messiah was to come from, according to Genesis 49 verse 10, was all but dried up. The suffering servant that was promised in Isaiah 53 verse 2 was to be a root out of dry ground. This is the branch mentioned in Isaiah 11 verse 1. The condition of Israel was physically and spiritually enslaved and barren, with all hope nearly gone. Israel was at the end of the 400 silent years, where no prophet spoke since the time of Malachi. In God's divine providence, He orchestrated a wonderful plan of redemption in an unlikely manner. Matthew and Luke's Gospels record the birth of Jesus. Most people at that time never noticed the miraculous birth. Lowly shepherds in the hills of Bethlehem were given a sign by the angels that they would find the baby in a manger, a stone feeding trough, according to Luke 2 verse 12. This sign was so unique that the shepherds wanted to see this for themselves and then spread the news of this child. It is also important to note that Jewish society of that day would not have welcomed Mary and Joseph and viewed her baby as illegitimate. Even though Joseph had to go to Bethlehem to pay tax imposed by Caesar Augustus, Joseph did not have to bring Mary with him. But he probably did so to escape the community's pressure on them that was going on in Nazareth. Now, as they came to Bethlehem, most likely their family also did not feel comfortable lodging them in their own home. Usually guests slept on the rooftop, which is called the inn as referred to in the Christmas story. This helps us understand why they had to settle for a stable. Jesus carried this reputation with him throughout his life as revealed by the Pharisees' accusation in John 8:41, where they said, "We be not born of fornication." Jesus was despised and rejected of men from the time of his birth until his death. He identified with the lowest of mankind, so we may know the forgiveness of the Most High God. As the Jewish people looked for the Redeemer of Israel, they searched for hope in many places. Unfortunately, the people of Jesus' day did not realize that when they looked upon Jesus, they were looking into the face of hope. Jesus the Messiah came to this world to deliver us from the bonds of sin through his death on the cross. Instead, they suppressed that hope by despising the solution that God provided. In the end, Jesus will have the final say regarding those who reject him. Psalm 118, verses 22 through 24 reads, "The stone which the builders refused has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing and is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. One day, every knee will bow before the lowly babe who will rule this earth." Tragically, many people today hide their faces from the answer to sin's problem. The day will come when their hope will be gone. This Christmas season is a season of hope, yet many walk past the babe in the manger who is mankind's source of hope. My friend, have you accepted Jesus as your hope of salvation from sin? Have you been born again? You see, when you accept him, you will find that the babe in the manger is the real hope of Christmas. Now, as we close this program today, again, I invite you to be ever mindful to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as it says in Psalm 122, verse 6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. And of course, let's not be afraid to share the glorious gospel with others. Of course, that is the greatest gift that you can give anyone, and it comes straight from God, from Jesus the Messiah. I pray this has been a blessing to you again, and I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.